Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Excellent, excellent. But yes, doing well. Very happy to be here on the podcast, on the pod.
You know, that's what I typically do, but I thought I would just allow you to do it this time, and then
okay.
I would.
Okay, well, we're not editing this at all, right? We're running this.
Oh,
I would say you can introduce me as one of the great men of the modern era, one of Miami University's finest engineers, and really just kind of a Renaissance man, right? Of many interests, passions, hobbies, embodies the zeitgeist of the 2021 graduating class of engineers. So you could just say that, or whatever you feel fit, you know, anything along those lines will work. Valve salesman, you could just say that.
Okay, so I'm actually going to keep everything that you just said in there. Now I'm going to provide my own introduction for you. Everyone, I want to welcome my friend, colleague, accomplice in mechanical engineering degree and all things fitness our podcast. So welcome to, wait, and oil tycoon. Want to welcome Jacob Kramer to AA.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I'd like to add on intellectual to the list there as well. I feel like you glossed that over a little bit, and that's pretty important. But yeah, no, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk with you. You know, I think we've got a hard-hitting show ahead of us.
I completely agree. It is a hard-hitting subject, though. It really is. Did you have a serious relationship in college?
I had one, yes, for...
That's right.
That was, what, 6-7 months or so? But other than that, no. So that was the one relationship I had.
I guess I didn't even ask you this prior because I kind of just assumed you were in a relationship all throughout college because I'm a narcissist and I assume that everything that I do, everyone else does.
That's true. Yeah.
Naturally. So what is the difference between a dating app in college and then a dating app in the real world?
In school, I had Tinder mostly. I think for like freshman through junior. Yeah, pretty much freshman through senior year, I was a Tinder guy. Which was more popular back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm an adult man who lives in a city, you know, with other adults, everybody seems has moved over to like Hinge because I'm sure there's still people that use Tinder, but Tinder is disgusting and classless. The focus has shifted. And I'd say some of the differences, like I'll see people I know on Hinge in Chicago, but it's not like there's less familiarity. I mean, we went to a small school, right? So like fifth person on Tinder, you'd be like, oh, I know them, or I've seen that person before, you know. But now it's a lot more say whatever the hell I want because it doesn't matter because I'm not going to see these people ever again. So
what apps do you have downloaded? Like, do you have Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, Match.com? Like, what do you have?
Well, I have
FarmersOnly.com. I feel like that's more up your alley.
No, I'm only a Hinge guy right now. I
deleted
Tinder about a year ago or so.
Looking for something more serious?
Well, yeah, it's just better, you know, like there's more to go off of, you know. I'm not just like swiping right. It's fine. Like, people who like Tinder, more power to you, but that's not me. And I feel like more people have adopted that mindset as well, where they're just kind of over it. So Hinge is classier, you know. It's a little bit, it's still pretty shitty, obviously, but.
So why do you consider Hinge to be classier than Tinder? I mean, I personally agree, but I want to hear your take on why you think that it's classier.
So I think, what is it, you get like 5 likes a day, right?
Mm-hmm. I get 10, but yeah.
Oh, you, why do you get 10?
I think girls get 10 and guys get 5.
What?
I think.
What's fucked up?
I mean, yeah, sexism.
But I don't really use them at all. It's just, it's more personalized, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I really like the voice prompt response.
Really?
One of the big fears, you know, is if you, like, if I go on a date with somebody, I don't know what their voice sounds like. It's terrible. Like, what if it's awful and annoying and, like, high-pitched and
you
whiny?
See, I'm the complete opposite. I'm the complete opposite. If you put a voice prompt on there, I will not listen to it. I do not want to listen to your voice. I am so scared of what you could possibly say in the voice prompt that I will not listen to it. I don't care what your voice sounds like. If your voice sounds scary and shrill and like a girl, fine, cool. I'll figure that out on the date. But there is no way in hell that I'm opening your Hinge profile and the first thing that I'm looking at is a voice prompt about how you love your grandma. I'm not listening to that. I'm not listening to that. I'm not there for it. And I'm scared of it.
There's certain prompts, right? Like if it's one of the weird ones and it's a voice response, like I'm not going to listen to it. I like the best celebrity impersonations are great. Right? Because it's always something ridiculous. It's like the guy in Star Wars who's screaming, like, wow, or like shit like that. It's just ridiculous, you know? But yeah, I mean, the best dad jokes one, that's what I use. It's a really dumb joke, but people like it. You know, it gets a positive response. I'm pro voice prompts heavily.
Well, I feel like you have a good voice. So I feel like that makes sense.
Whenever you hear your own voice, right? Whether it's, you know, a video of you, whatever, doesn't matter. You always sound way worse. You're more critical of your own voice than you are.
Well, like, how do you think I feel when I'm editing my podcast for 4 hours?
It's got to be brutal for you. I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't believe I sound like this. You know?
No, I think the most crippling thing is how often I say the word honestly. That is my transition word. A lot of people say the word like or I say, okay, so honestly, that's my transition. And it's not three separate words. It's one word. It's okay, honestly.
Okay, so honestly. Okay, I like that. Yeah. I like that. It's good to know that you're telling the truth, right? There's been no doubt.
I mean, I'm being honest.
Yeah, being honest the whole time. I like it. I mean, it's worse. Whenever you know, if you're watching somebody give a presentation and they're saying like constantly,
mm-hmm.
once you notice it for the first time, you can't mm-hmm. unhear it. And it just ruins it for you, you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's my thing. It's like, oh, you know?
Yeah. And that's, I feel like a lot of people actually do that is, you know, they'll say something and it's, of course I fucking know what it is. They'll say something along the lines of, there's so many gas stations in the United States because cars need gas, you know? Like, yeah, no shit, yeah. No shit, cars need gas. Like, what? Why are you saying, you know? Yeah. Like, you really want me to respond that desperately that you had to say, you know?
You're like, wow. I don't know what kind of response. I mean, I do that. So I don't, just one of the rejections. There's a word for that, right?
No, my dad's ex-girlfriend, she used to do that all the time. And so I'm just very hyper aware. And I hated her guts. And I'm just very hyper aware of when people say, you know, to very common, mundane sentences that everyone does, in fact, you know. You know?
Is she going to be listening to this podcast?
God, no. She hates my guts.
Okay. Well, maybe. I mean, sometimes your biggest haters, they pay the most attention. You know?
That's very true. She did block me on Facebook, though.
You know, 24 is going to be your year.
I think maybe like 28. I feel like that's when I'm going to really start that. I think I'm still on like a plateau level. And then as soon as I get to 28, it's going to be like another sharp peak. Because I think I peaked 21. I peaked. I was like hot, funny, outgoing. I had my shit together at 21.
But when you peak, you peak. That's it.
No, it was like I peaked from my previous plateau. So I was plateaued. So it was like a little, it wasn't anything insane, but in comparison to where I was, it was a peak. When I turn 28, it's going to be like my peak at 21 was a plateau.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can
sense.
Continue to peak and plateau the rest of your life. And yeah, I intend on doing that. I intend on looking sexy as hell at 55.
55? Okay.
But then again, I'm going to need to invest in a lot of liposuction and Botox.
That's true. Skincare. You know, you're going to start doing that now. So
I am. I am. I have been actually using slug residue.
Slug residue.
Snails like secrete that nasty goo when they like slug along.
Yes. Yes.
I put that on my face.
Why don't you just buy a slug? And then you just have it crawl around on you while you sleep.
I could do that. I could do that.
It's organic slug juice.
Honestly, do you want to buy me a snail?
When's your birthday?
October 2nd.
Okay, I'll put it on the list.
Do you think that it's like a mail-in bride, but mail-in snail?
You could probably snail mail. You know, I feel like you could definitely ship that.
Genius. Yep. And if you cannot, we should start a new thing right now. And that's all the skincare rate. Like, everyone's obsessed with skincare right now.
That's true. It's a booming market.
I agree.
I think it's about time we get cephalopods in on this, you know,
and various
other slimy creatures. So
no, that's just snails. Just snails.
Just snails. We're not gonna do like,
yeah, because like people don't have that deep of a hatred for snails. Like, escargot is bougie. People eat snails.
Well, that's the benefit of this product, right?
Is that's what I'm saying. It's like,
put it on your face and eat it.
No, right after. And people don't think that snails are that gross. Like a worm, ew, gross. Never would eat that. A snail, a delicacy. It's French. So we could market it as escargot, fill in the blank, escargot cream.
You hear a funny joke about escargot?
Obviously.
Well, I just ruined the punchline. So there's this snail that goes into a car dealership and is like, hey, you know, I'm looking to get a car. And the car dealer is like, well, it's a little bit unusual. You know, we don't get too many snails coming in here trying to buy cars. And the guy's like, all right, what do you want? And so the snail's like, well, you know, I'm looking for something fast and thinking like a Corvette, like a 2022 model, you know. They just up the engine, I think it's like 500 horsepower. And the car salesman says, oh, it's a great choice, sir. I mean, we can have that right ready for you. They have a couple on the lot. And he says, great. Signs all the paperwork. Done deal. The snail comes back the next day and was like, hey, you know what? I realized I want it to be red, right? You know, I was thinking gunmetal gray, but I'm leaning more towards red now. And the car dealer says, no problem. We can edit it. We'll get another one that was on the lot.
We can edit it.
Next day goes by. No, it's going to keep going. Next day goes by and the snail comes back again. And the guy's a little bit sick of him now. He's like, why the fuck does this snail keep coming back? And he says, you know, I've thought about this a lot more and I've considered I want another alteration made. And the car dealer says, okay, what do you want? He says, I want a big S painted on the side of it. The car dealer was like, okay, yeah, I mean, we can do that, but that's bizarre. Why would you want that? You know, he's getting very impatient now. And the snail pauses and looks at him. He's like, well, when I drive down the street, I want people to say, look at that S car go.
That's so bad. That's really bad.
That's comedy right there. That's what you want in a voice prompt on Hinge. And that's why it's coming back full circle now.
No, is that what you want?
So
what is the best prompt that you've ever heard? Can I guess what it is before you even say it?
Yeah, say it.
I'm going to guess that it was someone impersonating Margot Robbie in The Wolf of Wall Street at some point. Like, I feel like that is what somebody has done. And you were probably like, yeah, that's it.
No, unfortunately not. No, I will say my favorite prompts, right? They're not the best. They're my favorite because they're the worst. It's like my BFF on why you should date me.
Okay.
And it's always like the quotes. It's like, she's so crazy, you know, and she's like, she's so hot and she's fun. And like some other like insult. And the woman is obviously like a troll, you know, it's just not good at all. So you have these women just lying to their friends saying about how fine they are. They're like, oh, okay, great. Like that was going to change my mind. Not the fact that we've got
I look through all of your pictures and you look like you live under a bridge.
Yeah, I'm like, you got to get new friends that are being honest with you, because that's my take on the end of those. Those are my favorite prompts. Another really good one that it seems like everybody and their mom uses is the prompt is, I'll fall for you if, and they just say, you trip me. And maybe it was funny like the first time, but it is so played out now. It seems like everybody uses that. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
There's no originality.
So what kind of prompts are you looking for? Are you looking for something funny? Because I want to read you my prompts now because they're pretty bad. I actually deleted my Hinge, so I don't even think I think one of mine, it was really like mine were really, really bad. It was like, my motto is, it's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am. Naturally. Wow. I forget what the other ones were, but it was like this, if you want to go on a double date. I didn't really get that many. Like, why are people not keen on going on double dates? I'm keen on going on a double date.
The problem is you don't know. Like, if I try to recruit one of my friends, if we're going on a double date, I don't know what the other person looks like at all or anything about them. So it's a high risk for the friend you're going to
want. But if I'm hot, wouldn't you assume that my friends are hot?
Not necessarily. You know, some hot people only hang out with ugly people to make themselves look better. That's what I do, because I'm obviously the best looking one in my friend group, and everybody else is hideous except for me. So, you know, I'd feel awfully bad if we went on a double date and I brought along one of my friends who is, of course, hideous. But there is some of that. I used to have a dual account with my roommate, Mike Stupinski. It was Mike and I, but we kept getting deleted. Like, Hinge would take down our profile.
Really? Like, I had a dual account with my friend, Emily, and we went on a bunch of double dates from it. Or actually, we went on one double date from it, but we got a bunch of matches and a bunch of potential double dates. But it was fun. Like, people were excited about it. They thought that it was funny. It's cute and quirky. It's so hard because I feel like you and I share a lot of the same humor in the sense that we're very dry, we're very blunt, and that's about it. That's what our humor is.
People, they don't respond to that, you know?
I know, like, and that's what I'm saying. And it's like, it is very hard to convey over a dating app. I can't, and that's why I think I've ultimately decided that I hate dating apps, is because I know I'm attractive. And I know that I'll attract other attractive people, but the majority of the time is like, I get a lot of golden retriever boys that are super pretty, but are super fucking boring. And if I want to have a conversation with them, I'd rather shove a gun down my throat and shoot my brains out. Like, I can't do it. They are the most boring, self-obsessed people I've ever met. And I'm saying that being a very self-obsessed person, like, I get it. I respect it. I love the self-obsession. But the way that you think that it's so unique that your family has a house in Connecticut and a house on the Cape and a boat in the Hamptons, like, congrats. So does everyone in New England.
Yeah, it's every yuppie that works in finance, you know, is their parents do that. It's no, absolutely. There seems to be a lack of originality. And that's why, like I used to have one, it was like my most controversial opinion, you know, and a lot of people's would be like, oh, I put ketchup on macaroni and cheese. Like, oh, you know, like that's crazy. But mine would be like, I think we need to abolish doctors and like medical licensure. It's just like some outlandish shit.
But the thing is, exactly. People don't get it and they don't think that it's funny. And I honestly think the most success I've ever had with a dating app is I would go out to a bar or go out to wherever, and I would meet somebody and we would get on really well. Like, we would talk. I wouldn't end up getting their phone number or any of their social media or anything. And then I would end up finding them on Hinge. We would match. And then we'd be like, oh my God, are you from so-and-so? And then they'd be like, yeah, I'm from wherever. Like, we talked at this bar, blah, blah, blah. And then we'd end up talking from there. And it was more organic because we met in an organic capacity. But then at the same time, it was still super weird because we are meeting each other on a dating app, but still at the same time, that's the most success I've ever had from a dating app.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will say on the opposite spectrum of that is this happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I was at some bar in Old Town with my roommate Stu. And so the girl he was talking to at the time, I don't know if they're still talking anymore. It's back and forth. But I guess I had matched with her best friend on Hinge and we exchanged a little bit of conversation, and then she stopped responding to me, right? And I didn't know this. And so we walk up and I look over, I'm like, that is that girl from Hinge. And I didn't say anything until they, you know, found out eventually. It was very uncomfortable. So, I mean, that way is a lot better, is to already have some sort of like positive interaction and then move from there, which I think speaks to the whole futility. This is going to sound really pretentious, but the futility of dating apps, right, is, I mean, you're not going to find the one, right, on Hinge or Tinder or anything like that, right? I find it very hard to believe that works for 90% of people, you know? It's just because you don't have positive interactions. And most people are on there just to, you know, message three times with somebody and then that's it, you know?
Yeah, it's an ego boost. And I'd say that I predominantly get on those apps to get an ego boost. And the majority of the time I'm like, if you want to ask me out, I'll go with you. And that's only because I know that they'll pay. And I'm gaining nothing but a free meal and potentially a good story to tell my friends in the future. Like, that's all I'm gaining from that evening. Like, I know that you and I are not going anywhere. I know that you and I are never going to become anything. And there's so many preconceived notions and ideas when you go into a Hinge date that it's not fun.
No, absolutely. And you know, you go on there to get an ego boost and a free meal. I go on to get my ego destroyed and grounded to the dirt, you know, and reduced to get knocked down a level, you know? Because that's my favorite pastime. It's just leaving comments on people who are just way, way, way better looking than me, knowing that there's no shot they're ever gonna respond. But one in, you know, 1,000 do, and then maybe we exchange 3 messages and I never hear from him again, but it makes it all worth it. And I keep coming back.
What is like your ratio? So what do you think the likes that you get out or the likes that you put out versus the likes that you get it?
You know, I'm not on Hinge every single day, you know, I mean, like every other day,
Right,
probably.
right. Okay. Not every day, just every other day.
Every other day, you know, I'll pop on, see what's going on, you know.
Right.
And there's periods where, you know, I'll be getting like 1 to 2 likes a day. It's pretty good, you know, makes me feel good about myself. Most don't end up working out for whatever reason, you know. I'm fairly picky, which is dumb considering that I look and act the way I do, you know,
I
but it
don't think
doesn't
that
matter.
it's dumb to be picky. I'm very picky. I don't think I've really like matched with anyone on Hinge that I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe. You know?
It's very believable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I get like maybe 1 to 2 a day, you know. Sometimes I go a week, nobody interested, and then times will be on fire for whatever reason. But I'll probably send out, you know, like 1 or 2 every time I go on if it's somebody who looks interesting, you know. A lot of time, like there was this girl who worked at Chevron, right? And everybody knows I'm really into the oil companies, right? I had no intentions of ever going on a date with this woman, but I had to know what she did at Chevron. And she went to Texas Tech and all this shit. I was like, oh, so like, what do you do? And I'll like send out if it's kind of interesting in one way or another, you know, because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird because when I get on, sometimes I just get really bored. And I think that the weird thing about dating apps is that I like people that I wouldn't ever approach in real life. Like if I saw that person at the bar, I would never go up to them. Like never.
Why is that?
Because I'm out of their league. Like,
Oh, so you're interested in the ugly guy.
yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm just so. And I don't want this to sound stupid and superficial and like I'm not being serious because I am very much so a personality person, and I really am keen on getting to know somebody. And so that's why it's so much better when I meet somebody in person and then I find them on the apps, because I'm like, oh, I really liked the way that you acted and I really liked the way that you engaged with me, XYZ. And then I meet them on the apps and I'm like, oh my God, you're actually like kind of decent looking, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas like when I meet them in person, I'm like, oh, I don't really notice what people look like. Granted, I'm not going up to guys across the room because I think they have a good fucking personality. I'm going up to a guy across the room because I think they're hot. And if they have a great personality, bonus. But
Right.
yeah, exactly. The majority of the time I'm going up to guys because I think they're hot. It's not because I think that they have a great personality. On the other hand, guys are coming up to me because they think I have a great personality because I have pink hair. And there's like something about that. And they're like, there's something about this girl that she's not like these Southie bitches.
Yeah, you look very liberal, you know? Yeah,
Yeah.
you look like you're out there protesting Roe v. Wade and all that, you know? It's true, right? Is anybody who has dyed hair of any color, I'm like, oh, okay, so you're liberal, right? Which is fine. I mean, that's not a deal breaker for me. I obviously don't really care that
Is it
much.
not?
It's not, no. I do bipartisan. I shake the hands across the aisle when it comes.
Wow.
Because I think it's dumb. That's my whole thing. It's like, if you're, some people are like this, you know, I have a lot of friends who like, I would never like date somebody who's conservative. I would never date somebody who's, you know, votes more left. I think that's dumb, and you're letting politics decide your life, which is ridiculous. I mean, there's something to be said for like marriage. You know, you have to have some sort of similarity on outlook. Like, I probably wouldn't want to marry somebody who doesn't want to have kids or is like a communist, you know, which is fine. Even, I mean,
That those two are on the same scale. They don't want to have kids or they're a communist.
yeah, those are two deal breakers for me. I mean, but I'm flexible though. Because
I'm
there are
flexible.
some good looking communists out there. So that's all I'll say. So for all you commie ladies listening, give me a call. I'm into it. I want to get back to the point. So like you said, oh, I'm worried about this coming across as like superficial. the entire, this episode is going to be nothing but superficiality, right?
That's so true.
That is all dating apps are, right? That is 90% of the criteria is, okay, how does this person present themselves? How do they look? You know?
Yeah.
Dudes, we got the little height thing on Hinge. It says how tall you are, which is, I'd imagine for women, is probably like the second place they look.
Honestly, I'm 5'3", so I'm not really, I don't really care about people's height. Like, the last two guys I dated were both 5'7".
I didn't realize you were 5'3". You seem much taller than that.
I get that a lot. I think my personality just kind of, like, inflates itself. And so people think I'm normally, like, 5'7", 5'8". No, I'm 5'3". I'm a very small human.
Yeah, it's like the Lollipop Guild over here. You're one of the munchkins.
No, I seriously am. It's honestly insane. But no, and honestly, Boston men aren't that tall. Like, I would say probably the average is like 5'9".
It's like the short king convention, you know?
But the thing is, they're not short kings. Like, the men here, so the men that I've dated that are 5'7", one of them had a huge short man's complex. Thought he had to make up for his height in a lot of other ways. And so it just ultimately had like this horrible, So not really keen on that. But honestly, I've not been one to look at height and find that as a deterrent. Like, if I'm attracted to you and I think that your prompts are funny, I'm going to match with you. Okay. But also at the same time, I don't think my prompts are funny. I don't, because at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to try. And I don't want to be the person that's like, oh my God, this girl's trying too hard. But also at the same time, like, I am the girl that tries too hard. Like, that is my persona. That's who I am.
You don't want to give it up that easily. You don't want people to know that you're the girl that tries too hard.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
But with that, you'll find that out later. Okay.
Exactly. And so my prompts are so fucking boring. And I'm like, I would so much rather meet someone in person than on the apps. And that's, I constantly am in this dreadful cycle of downloading the apps for 2 weeks, not meeting anyone I'm interested in, like meeting up with someone twice maybe, and then deleting the apps. And then like a month later doing the same thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think I've probably been on Tinder and Hinge combined. Total like dates, maybe 6 probably.
And how do those typically go? So how do you A, escalate off the app, and then B, how do they typically go when you actually meet them in person?
Yeah, so I was a big fan, like in school it would be like the, you know, if I'm out with friends or whatever, obviously
right,
like there's only 4 bars that people actually go to,
right?
So, and I'd be like, message, hey, are you coming out tonight? And they say, yeah, whatever. Like, oh, you know, I'm planning on going to XYZ. Let me know if you swing by, buy a drink real quick. A very public place, obviously. Usually like a quick interchange, you know, maybe like 20, 25, 30 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. That is great. Like, you don't, it's tough to go straight from like Hinge or Tinder to like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be buying you dinner and going out to see like a movie and then we're gonna do like ballroom dancing. Like, no, like that doesn't happen.
See, that's what I expect. Like, I expect if I'm taking the time to meet you off the app, that's what I expect. I expect you to buy me dinner. I expect us to do something fun. Honestly, getting dinner is not enticing to me. Like, do something different. Be different. Invite me to do something other than sitting down at a restaurant and getting food with me, because that is quite possibly the most boring thing that we could possibly do. Like, I don't care if we eat. Let's go fucking set up a picnic in the park. There's this fucking meme that I saw the other day that's absolutely hilarious. And it's of Peter Rabbit laying down this blanket, and it's like, girls only want one thing,
and it's picnics in the park.
Yeah, right? That's all they want,
right? That's a good note. I've never floated that idea.
So if I match with this guy and I only match with him because he said something really funny to me in like the like messages invoice thing, and I liked him because of that message, and not necessarily because I thought that we were on the same physical attraction scale.
Okay. Yeah.
I would go and meet up with him if he was like, let's go to a picnic in Boston Public Garden, because that's cute and that's different and that's something that would actually be fun. Whereas if someone asked me, hey, let's go get dinner in Southie, like, that could not be less appealing to me.
That's good. Well, that's good to know for all the people listening to this now that are contemplating how to ask all your Hinge matches and whatnot, how to ask you out.
But also that's right? It's exhausting. That's exhausting. You have to really know that you like this person in order to go and buy a charcuterie board, a fucking quilt, a basket, like all the shit to go and take them out.
True. It's an imposition, you know, a quilt.
Definitely.
Buy a quilt. So I live right next to Lincoln Park. Like it's across the street. So I might have to start doing that.
You should. Know? And honestly, I will send you the Peter Rabbit meme and you should put that on your Hinge profile, because if I saw that, I would think that's hilarious.
Yeah, send that to me.
I'll send that to you. And I hope everyone in Chicago, all my Chicago listeners, see Jacob Kramer on Hinge and see the Peter Rabbit meme and like it.
Yeah, there you go. See, the problem with my Hinge profile is, you know, I do weird things, right? Like I have strange interests, and you know, I play the banjo, right?
That's not strange.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
It's not weird, it's just different.
Yeah. And so there's a video of me playing banjo on my profile, right?
As there should be.
Is a little bit, it can be
a bit much.
Well, a bit much, and divisive is the word that I'm looking for. You know, because people typically don't like banjo music that are, you know, 23-year-old women living in Chicago, Illinois, you know? So there's some of that. There's also me in a tracksuit with a gold chain and a cowboy hat on.
Honestly, I hate that photo of you, and I know exactly what photo you're talking about in the
tracksuit. I love that photo. That is a good photo.
No, it's not. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not. I've seen good photos of you, and that is not a good photo of you. That photo scares me.
Have you thought that maybe you're not the kind of woman I'm looking to attract, Sarah?
That's a lie. You're obsessed with me, and you're in love with me.
That's true. But, well, here's one of my prompts, for example. One thing I'll never do again is the name of the prompt.
Okay.
And this is a true story. I don't lie on Hinge. I lie in real life, not on the internet. And one thing I'll never do again is wake up viciously hungover, eat 3 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, sleep in a parking garage for 4 hours, and then land a plane for the first time, you know? Which I think is great, because it's a true story. It recently happened, and it just escalates all the way up to, you know, landing a plane while, you know, I'm a shell of a man and I slept in a parking garage, you know?
Those are honestly my favorite things. It's like the same is like, put a finger down if you recently slept on the floor of your ex-boyfriend's apartment while you texted his dad that you thought he was sexy and that you wanted to see his uncle naked. Like some random shit that has only ever happened to you, but you put it as your prompt and you're like, can anyone relate? And then
is that a true example you just made?
No, but I'm just saying.
Came up with that immediately. And that seems convincing.
Because I'm a very good actor and liar.
Okay, that's important, you know? It's important.
Honestly, in dating, yeah, it is very important.
Yeah. No, like, especially on Hinge. Like, I said not moments ago that I don't lie on the internet. That was a lie. I do. If I can't think of something relatable about somebody's prompt, I'd be like, oh my God, the exact same thing happened to me. And then, like, invent a story that never happened.
Duh, obviously.
And obviously, if you go on a date, you'll just tell them, like, 4 dates later, be like, oh yeah, I made that up. I just wanted to, you know, fucking match with you.
That's the horrible thing, is I never do that. I'm like, I stick with that story until I'm done seeing them. I'm like, the fact that I gave my phone number to John Stamos in the yogurt aisle of a Kroger in Washington, D.C., I made that up, and that never happened. But I will never tell you that. I would never tell you that, because I want you to die thinking I'm the coolest person you've ever met in your entire life, and you're never going to see me again.
That's true. I might just start saying I won like a Nobel Prize or something.
Okay, but that's Googleable.
Yeah.
I don't do anything Googleable. I don't do anything Googleable. If you can Google it, I don't do it. Like, people lie about saying they have a mugshot. I've Googled so many people. You don't have a mugshot. You're lying. You're lying to me.
What if the record's sealed? What if they do? That one's a little bit less easily, you know, if I said, oh, I invented the cure for cancer, right? Like, right. Obviously, people are going to know that's cap. But there's some leeway there with the mugshot. There was this one girl I matched with who said she got arrested 3 separate times, you know? Wouldn't tell me why. She said it was a first date conversation. Then I got ghosted. It was terrible. I was beat up.
You got ghosted by a girl that's been arrested 3 times. How did that make you feel? Maybe she's in jail.
No, that's what I said. Well, here, I'll read off. So what happened was, this is way back. Essentially, we were talking about how she, whatever, got arrested. I was like, oh, can I ask you why? She was like, oh, it's a first date conversation.
I think and I remember then, seeing a screenshot of this on your Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. And here we go. So, and so, oh, wait, wait. Sorry. Give me 1 second here. But yeah, and so she said that'll be a first date conversation, telling me why she got arrested. And I said, well, I'll make reservations for 3. I assume your parole officer will be there.
Great line. That's a good joke. That's great. Right?
Yeah. Definitely the first to make me laugh on this app. You know, fantastic. Reservation for 3. And I said, okay, well, here, I've got a guy who is good for like parole officer impersonator. There was a little bit of stuff before that. And I just sent her, she's like, oh, send over the contact information. It was my phone number, obviously. Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she said, is that your phone number? And I said, perhaps. No response at all. I was crushed. And so what I did was 5 days later, I said, well, since it seems like you got sent back to prison, I just want to let you know I'm going to hold it down while you're locked up, you know, and which I would never do that. I would never double text. But that one made me laugh so, so bad.
Honestly, I love so. My favorite thing to do is when people match with me or they like my photo and they don't say anything. They don't say anything when they liked one of my pictures, which is fine because typically when I like someone else's picture, I don't say anything. I'm just like, okay, clearly I'm attracted to you. You can look at my prompts and figure out something to say. I don't know. And so my favorite thing to do is when they match with me and they don't say anything for like 5-6 days, I message them and I say, ah, quite the conversationalist, huh?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's pretty good.
See, that's a good play by them because then it forces you to say something. So you try to put the ball in their court, but then they just send it right back to you and it works.
And it does. And that's fine. And that's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for a little quick banter. I'm not looking for anything serious. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm not keen on the apps. I'm not keen on them. But when you do, so you've met 6 people. Allegedly, like,
yeah, I would say
estimatedly, probably. Estimated
yeah, over the course of like five years. So
yeah,
not a good ratio. Now,
honestly, I've been on the apps for like, I want to say like a little less than a year, and I've probably gone on 5 dates.
That's pretty good. So you're doing 5 in 1 year. I'm doing 5 in 5 years, which is pretty good. I will say there are some, like, I've met people from Tinder and Hinge. Not a date, you know, if I'm not going to say too much more than that, you know, mm-hmm. which will happen, which was more of a Tinder thing, it seems.
Oh, but yeah, no, I completely agree. Like, there is a strict connotation that's set with Tinder. And I would like to know, like, do you have Bumble? Have you ever used Bumble before?
I did for a while.
And what do you think of Bumble?
Bumble sucks.
I don't like Bumble either. So, but the funny thing is, all the people I know that have met someone from a dating app is from Bumble.
Really?
Yeah, every person I know that has met their significant other from a dating app, it's been Bumble.
Who?
My friend Claudia.
Oh, is it like Boston people use Bumble? Yeah,
I guess so. Like my friend Claudia and her boyfriend and then her sister and her boyfriend all met on Bumble. I have not met a single person that has ever had a successful relationship come from Hinge. I've never been like, oh, how'd you two meet? And they say, yeah, we actually met on Hinge. I've never heard that. And maybe it's because they're lying and they wanted to create some sort of meet cute environment. But yeah,
of course.
If I met someone on Hinge, I'd be like, yeah, I met them on Hinge. Like, that's some.
Well, Nolan Sadler and his girlfriend, they've been dating for 3 years now. They knew each other beforehand. They both worked at the California Pizza Kitchen in Barrington, Illinois. But that's where they kind of like started talking, was from Hinge. And then my roommate, Stu, he dated a girl for a little while that was on Hinge. Obviously, it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? I think there's a couple other. I don't know. But Hinge is big in Chicago. I'll say that. At least as far as.
Oh, yeah. I would say Hinge is the most popular dating app in Boston.
Oh, okay. But yeah. Not as good a success rate as Bumble.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just based on my friend groups. But, so how would you rate the ranking of, let's say, fuck, marry, kill?
Oh, FMK. Okay.
FMK.
So obviously, I'm killing Bumble right off the bat, right? Not a Bumble guy. Never had any success there at all. Sucks. Don't like it. I'm going to be marrying Hinge, right? Because that's kind of exactly what, obviously, I'm not going on Hinge because I want to, like, looking for somebody to marry, but you kind of are, right? You know? if you're looking to get in the dating pool, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Where Tinder is more of like, I'm in town for 24 hours and I'm just going to let go until I can't swipe anymore, you know?
Have you ever met up with someone from Tinder that you only hooked up with?
My parents might be listening to this, but yes, a couple times.
See, I've never done that and I don't think I ever could.
Yeah, it's gross, right? Like that, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like maybe like sophomore, junior year, me, I was all got into it, but not so much anymore, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like that's how, yeah, I feel like that's how, I feel like that's probably why Hinge got created, was because people realized that that was kind of gross and at least take me to dinner first.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that should be Hinge's slogan, is at least take me to dinner first, you know?
And Tinder, honestly, is- maybe I'll make that my new Hinge like slogan, at least take me to dinner first.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I don't know. Tinder's just let it fly. You know, they don't.
Honestly. Apparently, there used to be this feature on Tinder where you could double date. So they allowed you and your friend to swipe on people together.
Oh,
and
that's.
And then you could double date with them.
Bring that back.
But I think they ended up canceling it because it ended up becoming very orgy-esque.
Oh, you'd be like 20 people.
Naturally, yeah, honestly. Yeah. I think that's probably why they deleted it. I would love for them to bring it back. I would think that would be so fun. I think double dates are hilarious and they're amazing and they're so much fun and they're just so carefree. I don't know if you've ever been on a double date from a dating app, but they are so fun.
It takes the pressure off, right?
It does.
Like, yeah. And you already know, and you're just like shit talking one of your friends the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually, I don't think I've ever been on a double date.
You should. I highly recommend it. I seriously, next time you come across a profile and a girl says, let's go on a double date, I don't care if she's dog shit ugly or if she looks like Beyonce. You need to just like it because it'll be so fun.
I just got to start saying yes to life, right?
Yeah.
Just say yes. Yeah. Right, that's good. That's a good point. I'm going to make, that'll be my homework assignment for this.
But my question then is, so if you go on a double date, are you paying for the double date? Do you always pay for your Tinder dates?
Oh, or,
yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Even if you know mid-date, you're like, this girl sucks. I want her to go home so bad.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of like, it's like, hey, thanks for coming out. You know, it's a consolation prize. You know, it's, you didn't make the team, but you can, here you go. Here's something. Right? Like, that's what it is. And so, and if it goes great, obviously you made the team and of course I'm going to pay. And if, you know, you get cut, then sorry, but I'll still pay for it anyways, you know, because, and you don't ask somebody to meet you for dinner or anything unless you are prepared to pay for the both of you, you know.
I completely agree.
I'm splitting it, you know. I'll probably fake argue with whoever I'm on, the other dude, be like, oh no, I'll pay for it, you know, to make me seem wealthy. But at the end of the
day, as a valve salesman and the commissions that you make from that.
Yeah. We're going to split it. You know, the dudes will pay, you know.
Wow. Chivalry isn't dead.
It's not. It's not.
It is in Massachusetts.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey, they can't all be Midwestern gentlemen, I guess.
I wouldn't call Maryland the Midwest. I would say Maryland.
No, I'm talking about Chicago. Maryland is the Mid-Atlantic.
But I would say you're mid-Atlantic raised, so then you have Southern values.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
My parents are from Ohio, and family is originally from like West Virginia, so we get a little bit of little
kissing bit of cousins.
Yeah, exactly. Oh gosh, I wouldn't be surprised if look back. Well, let's see. What are some other great banging questions we got here? Oh, all right. Most effective pickup line. Yep. What do you think?
I think that my most effective pickup line is normally something where it requires a response. So it's not just something like, oh, you're super hot. Like, I know I'm hot. I don't need you to fucking tell me that. I think that it's funny when you say something along the lines of like, you see that I ran a marathon, and it's like, okay, fuck, marry, kill, marathon, 5k or 100 meter sprint, like something that it proves that you read my prompts and then you created something funny about that. That is really, I like that, because it's like you took the time to cater this specifically to me, and then you also Like, it's just funny. It's personable. It's funny. Like, it's very easy to do. You can easily change, like, fuck, marry, kill on any girl's profile. Like, you see that she posted a picture at the aquarium. Like, fuck, marry, kill, Finding Nemo. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. No, it shows interest, right? It shows originality. Yeah. You know, and that's what people want.
And it allows you for the conversation to progress. Instead of, like, a normal pickup line of, like, how much does a penguin weigh? Enough to break the ice. What's your phone number? Like, shut up.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of, if there's nothing particularly good on the profile to, like, comment on, you know, I'll just say, like, not to get political, but you have beautiful eyes, right? It just makes no sense. Dumb. It's a compliment. And it's just kind of a non sequitur. And I've done that. Definitely not effective, right? I think I'm like one for like 20 on that line, but it makes me laugh. And that's what it's all about, you know? I'm enjoying myself being a dumbass and just saying stupid shit online, you know?
No, and I completely agree. Okay, so when you go on these dates in person, how does that initially go? Like, do you arrive at the same time? Do you ask the person to Uber? Like, how does your interaction normally go? Because I've had it have all go certain ways. Like, I've had me meet the person at the restaurant. I've had the person Uber me to their apartment, and then we Uber together to the restaurant. And then I've had the person pick me up at my apartment, and then we drive together to the restaurant.
Yeah. So the picking up and driving is a little bit of an imposition, right? You don't know these people. And, you know, naturally, if somebody said, I'll pick you up, I would have no problem with it. But, you know, being the dynamic, right? I think women are generally a little bit more hesitant to get in the car with strange men than the other way around. So I'm more of a fan, like, oh, I'll meet you there type deal. But a very key...
But also, going off of that, I hate the Uber drive small talk, because you make the small talk when you get to the restaurant, like, and you're going to the table and you just meet each other when you walk in the foyer. But then you have the Uber small talk or the car small talk, and then the small talk once you get to the restaurant. Like, there is no, like,
you gotta have a depth of material, you know? Yeah. you can't blow your load all at once in the
exactly. And it's like, I can't possibly say all of my funny things that I have to say in the small talk area, because
then you're running out of material.
I'm like,
set, you know, you don't get a exactly. second act.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I will say, I think it goes better if you just meet there, right? And then if you go, like, do something after, obviously Uber together, whatever. But key tip is, you always show up first, always.
For a man or for a woman?
For dudes. And maybe this is just me, but I always get there first, because I am deathly afraid of going up to somebody and thinking that that is the person who I'm there to meet, and it not being, right? Because one, that's horrifically embarrassing for you and that person, right? And then it's also terrible for the person you're meeting, right? They don't even know what you look like, right? A little shitty. But, and plus it gives you more time to get acquainted with your surroundings. You know, if you got to find all the exits, you know, maybe use bathroom beforehand. Or if you have to run out halfway through, you know exactly how to get out of there, you know?
I completely agree, but I also share the opposite sentiment, because I always tell my date, if I'm meeting them there, I tell them that I'm on my way 15 minutes earlier before I'm actually on my way.
Oh, so you, okay, what's the purpose for that?
Because same thing. I don't want to get there and be like walking around. I also don't want to get the table. I don't want to be like, oh yeah, am I like, Hinge date, put it under his name. Like, no, I'm not doing that. You can get the table, and you can text me when you have arrived at the restaurant and what table you're at, so I know where I can locate you.
Yeah, that's true, because there's nothing more embarrassing than walking around a restaurant like a meerkat, you know, looking around for whoever's like, who you're meeting, you know? That is one of the very degrading points of a human being's life.
No, it's honestly dehumanizing. It's dehumanizing. Yeah. Like, how dare I walk around this restaurant and look for the other human being I'm supposed to be with?
It's like chasing after a ping pong ball. There's something about it, you know, that just feels unnatural and mortifying in a lot of ways.
I completely agree. And then, as soon as you sit down, it's like that uncomfortable feeling of like, okay, so this is what you actually look like and sound like.
Exactly. There's shock to that, you know?
100%. And that, I think, is the hardest thing has always been the hardest thing for me to grasp. It's like, I have an idea of what you did look like, and obviously you put your best photos on your dating profile, but at the same time, I'm a little disappointed. There was this one time I was completely catfished. And
how bad was it?
It was so bad. So this, now every time I match with someone on Hinge and they ask me on a date, I ask them for their Snapchat or their Instagram so I can see what they look like today. Because this man played college soccer at, I forget where, like University of Rhode Island, like a D1 school in the Northeast. So it was pretty good team. Like, he looked in shape. He had abs. He was pretty fit. I meet up with this man. I walk past the table because I didn't think that was him. And then he texts me, oh, I think you walked past my table. And I was like, oh, sorry. I had to go to the bathroom really quickly.
Yeah.
This man had gained 30 pounds since posting any of those photos. And I was in complete awe because who does that? Like, you think I'm going to sit here on this date with you and think that it's going to go well? Like,
was it a bad 30 pounds?
Yes.
It was like, you're drinking too much, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was like, you let yourself go.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It's disrespectful. It's so disrespectful because it was like, he also had pictures on there that it didn't look like they were from college because he was like in Boston or whatever, and he went to school in, I think, Rhode Island maybe, and played soccer in Rhode Island. So I was like, oh, maybe like these are the pictures that he posted when he graduated, and these are the pictures that he had. Because there's a lot of guys, and if you don't think, by the way, if you post a picture in a jersey and you're playing a sport and you post your school on your Hinge profile, you can bet I am Googling the roster of your school and the sports team and the projected year that I think that you played for that sports team, and finding your statistics, finding how much you weigh, finding your hometown, finding what you majored in. I literally will find all this information.
That's because they're giving it up pretty much freely at that point. You might as well put a link to your huddle with all your highlights, you know, at that point.
I mean, completely agree.
That's very self-identifying, you know. That's smart, you know. They're making it easy. And if it's good stats, you know, if you were an All-American, for God's sakes, then yeah, you probably want that to happen. But if you warm the bench and you're a redshirt walk-on, you know, maybe not. Maybe not. But no, there should be I think it's 2 years, I'd say, for pictures on social or dating apps, you know. Anything before 2 years is no bueno. I'm curious. I think I actually might have some older.
I think I've looked the same since I was in eighth grade, like genuinely. And that's kind of disgusting because in eighth grade, what was I, fucking 11? But I looked the same since I was in eighth grade, like same build, same, like I look the same.
So you can post your, you know, eighth grade dance photos.
And no one will know. But I don't, because I'm not a psychopath. I literally post the most recent photos of myself because I'm not a psychopath. And if your best pictures are from 2 years ago because you looked a certain way, perhaps join the gym.
That's true. See, the problem with me is I'm losing my hair a little bit, you know? And so I've got great, and I have like, of my six photos, five of them I'm wearing some sort of hat. You know, I'm wearing a hat right now, for God's sakes.
Because you're catfish.
I was a freshman, sophomore in college, and I had great hair. You know, I was very full, very thick. In the last 3 years, it's just withering on the sides. It's very sad. And I don't know what to do about that. You know,
I'm not just
photoshopping hair in, you know?
No, you need Bosley.
What's Bosley?
Bosley for
men. What is that called? Finasteride. Is what I take. It's like the Keeps thing.
Is your dad bald?
Yeah, my dad's bald.
Oh, so yeah.
Well, he's not so much on the side. It's awfully thin up top. I'll say that.
But,
yeah, my mom's
dad. Has to be the most horrifying thing as a man. As a woman, there's very few things that I'm insecure about that are out of my control. And maybe I say that as a big booty, big titty bitch, but like there are very few things that I'm worried about as a woman.
That you can't control. I mean, unless you start balding, you know.
I'm not going to start balding. Like, I am short. I am I don't know. Like, there are very few things that I have to worry about as a woman that men probably worry about way more. Like, men worry about their height. Men worry about balding. Men worry about X, Y, Z. Like, I don't know. Like, I am very fortunate in the fact that I don't have to worry about that.
Sure. And all of the things I'm sure if you surveyed 100 men, right, what are you most worried about, right? It's probably hair, height, and then probably weight, right? And only one of those we can actually control. You know, everything else is up to God, the roll of the dice. So fortunately, I have one of those. I got the height, the weight, not so much. And then the hair.
Yeah, but washed up fitness.
Well, yeah, those photos I look fantastic in because the downlighting, I look like hell.
Have you ever listened to Dom Mazzetti?
No.
He's an absolutely hilarious icon in fitness influencing. He says fitness is 90% lighting, 10% body. Like, 90% lighting, 10% body. And it's completely true. You turn up the fucking shadows and saturation on a photo, you're going to look sexy as hell.
Yeah, you're going to look tough.
That's why bodybuilders get spray tans, because it goes into like all the crevices and shit, because they look good. They look good.
Yeah, if you're pale like me, it's tough to get those, you know.
Have you considered a spray tan?
I have considered it. I've never pulled the trigger, though. I'd look more like Donald Trump than anything. You know, I'd look orange.
Oh, especially with the balding hair.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to look like Donnie, and I'm going to start spouting off about China. You know,
you already do, so.
Yeah, that's the issue. Sounds fitting. I'm one step away from becoming it, so it's not good. Well, here's something about Hinge. There is nothing that I love more in this life, you know, than seeing people I know on dating apps, like that I'm friends with, or like friends of friends. It's fantastic. And people who don't do this, it's very rude. You know, you always have to give the courteous, like, you know, hey, I see you. Like, I just kind of have to be like, LOL, you know, on somebody I know on their dating app. Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But other people don't see it that way. And they try to act like they're not on Hinge. You know, it's like, oh, if you see me on here, no, you didn't. Like, shut up. Everybody knows you're on here. And if you see, you got to say something. You know?
Okay, so my fatal flaw is that it doesn't matter how involved a guy is romantically with their ex, or if they're dating somebody, they're in a committed relationship, they might be married. If they're talking to me and they're nice to me, they're in love with me. And so then, obviously, if I see them on the app, I'm like, I can't like them. They're in love with me.
That's right. They're obsessed with me.
They're obsessed with me. I can't like them. They're going to get the wrong idea.
Oh, and you don't want them to, you know.
Yeah, I don't. And so that only has happened like a handful of times, but it's never because I don't want to be seen or that I don't. It's because I have this huge ego where I'm like, this person's in love with me. And if I like them on Hinge, then they're going to think that I want to be in love with them.
That's true. You know, yeah. I mean, that would make sense. I mean, you're convinced that I'm obsessed with you, right?
Yeah.
And which is contrary to reality. And so if you see somebody you know, right? Yeah, you don't want them to lead them on, you know, and crush them even more.
Right.
For all the men that are in love with Cersei. yeah, that makes sense. But I'm still of the belief that it is common courtesy to acknowledge someone else's presence in whatever way. You know,
I agree. So would you think, is that your biggest, like, what's your biggest red flag on Hinge?
Biggest red flag is probably someone who looks very wealthy. I don't like that. Right. Because I just don't like rich people. I don't. They're not fun. You know, they're like somebody who just, it's all these photos of them on like stunning vacations and like Ibiza and like on boats and whatnot. Like, that's not real life. Like, what are you doing? You know, it's somebody who I wouldn't have anything in common with.
Right? Yeah.
People who like go to like Tao in Chicago and like do all the like the clubbing stuff and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the kind of guy that I am. You know, I hang out with bars and drink Bud Light bottles, right? That's the thing. you know, and so it's just stuff like that. I mean, more of like compatibility things. If you're funny, right, obviously that is huge for me. I don't want somebody.
So how do you gauge whether someone's funny or not on Hinge?
Well, it's not really, it's not even whether somebody's funny. It's creativity is what you're looking for, right? Because you can only convey so much in these little one sentence responses, but something with a little bit more originality, you know, that's important. Is being boring and dry is not fun. You know, some people, they can tolerate that, and, you know, but it's not who I am.
Not us.
Yeah, exactly. Not us. We're the funniest people in the world. And
I completely agree.
Yeah. Everybody else is kind of lame, but that's fine. That's fine. I would say that's probably the biggest red flags, green flags. I don't know. I don't have like set, you know, things I look for. I don't know if you're the same way, but.
No, I love a rich man. No, I love seeing men that have private equity or investment banking as their job title.
Okay, so that's good.
And then I love seeing that they wear a Vineyard Vines polo, Southern Tide t-shirt. Like, give me the most Chad from Nantucket guy. And it is a high probability that I will, in fact, fall in love with him. And I will, in fact, like him and become obsessed with him and find his Instagram photos and find where his house in Nantucket is and find where he played lacrosse and boarding school. Like, yeah, that is what I will do.
So you're all over that type of.
So your red flag is my green flag.
Okay, that makes sense. It's the dichotomy of man, the duality, you know? Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I mean, I feel like there's rich people in general. Right. They like to pretend like they're not rich. That's one of their favorites.
I think in New England, people love to be seen as rich.
Is that true? Is that what they do? They flaunt it? I don't know what to say. I have no response.
No, honestly, I feel like dating is hard, and dating on the apps is exceptionally hard because there's a lot of things that you're looking for, and then you have all these preconceived ideas of what you think people are going to be like and what you're looking for, and you expect these people to be like, you're looking at people's profiles, pulling certain things out that might not necessarily be true. Like, you see this person hiking potentially in one of their pictures, but it turns out they weren't actually hiking. They were actually like on their way down from, I don't know, like some sort of ski resort, or I don't know, like something. It just doesn't add up, and it just looks like they were doing a certain thing that you enjoy doing, and so you think that you're going to get along with them, and so then that's ultimately what you take out of their profile, and you're like, oh, I think this person and I will get along so well, but ultimately you're just digesting their profile wrong. And I think that's been a lot of my downfall, is that I either look at someone's profile incorrectly or I'm being catfished. Like, those are the two things. Like, nothing good has ever come. Like, I have a 0% success rate on dating app.
And one thing I would like to know, and maybe this can be some closing thoughts here, is social media as a whole, right? And I would say this goes double for dating apps. It's all completely manufactured, right? Everything is catered and edited and cut and presented in such a way that you want people to think and believe about you. It's like a lot of my profile. It's me in the mountains in Alberta, you know?
Yeah.
People having fun at my bar. Like, that is not everyday life. That is not a reflection of who I am as a whole person. You can't tell from the
No
matter how hard to, and I would say probably to Tinder's credit, is they're more honest about it. Right?
Understand. No, I completely agree. Like, you know what you're going on there to get.
Yeah, exactly. And it Hinge's efforts to make it more personal and whatnot, I think it's admirable. But at the end of the day, it's all the same. And it's all manufactured, and everybody understands this and knows it. And that's why, to your points, is the best interactions you have are with people you've already had previous interactions with, and there is rapport, or someone that you just meet completely separate from dating apps, right? It's not the end all be all, you know, human beings successfully dated and married for 2000, I don't know when marriage was invented, but thousands of years without these apps. And so now I think there's a lot of harm as well, you know, with some of this stuff, but that's a whole other conversation.
No, I completely agree, because it is so easy to judge somebody just based on their social media presence. And dating apps remind me a lot of sorority recruitment in the fact that you're trying not to be extremely superficial, but at the same time, it's impossible not to be superficial because you're literally only looking at people's photos and three prompts that they might have. And those three prompts aren't really indicative of who they are and what they are. You're really just blindly throwing darts out there of what potentially you might like.
Exactly. And I remember I saw this tweet, this was years ago, and it was something that anybody who was on any dating app needs to know, is no matter who you are, right, no matter what you look like, there is at least one person who was so physically repulsed by you that they decided to eliminate you from their life forever, and they never wanted to see you again, right? And that happens probably hundreds of times a day, and you don't even know it. And people say, nope, I don't ever want to meet you. I don't ever want to talk to you. And there's nothing about you that is redeeming. And it's something that goes on in the background, but it's true, right? And that's all part of it. But
oh, that's so upsetting. That's such an upsetting
thing. Don't want to think about it. It's true, right?
Well, I'm so glad that you could come on and talk to me about your experience and insight on Hinge and the other dating apps. It's a tough world out there to be dating in the real world. It's not fun. It's gross. It's really gross.
No, it is. It is. And that's why I'm starting Jacob Kramer Dating Services.
Oh, thank God.
I be your dating coach for a nominal fee, of course. Mm. My track record is very good. I've set up two relationships, one of which they are now married, and the other two are soon to be engaged, the way I understand it. So two for two, pretty good.
Can you set me up with somebody? And if you say yourself, I'm going to punch you in the face because I'm not dating you.
No, that's an impossible task. I you know, I'm not in the business of punishing men. You know, I want them to be happy. So you're on your own for that. But no, thank you so much for having me. This has been great. You know, I was badgering you about this since I'm pretty sure the day you debuted the podcast. So very happy I could finally make it on and let my trove of knowledge be heard.
Yeah, and the first 10 episodes too. It's quite an honor for you.
That's it. I like it.
Not bad. Not bad.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Appreciate it.